By 1774, a home facing the side road around its highest point, where the school building is now, has become a tavern called the Sign of the Thistle. It is a center for the refined social life for which Halifax is noted. A traveling merchant writes in 1778, "The society in this vicinity is considered among the most polished and cultivated in the state. Given the tavern's proximity to the courthouse, many political discussions are surely held over ale here among delegates." On the day they arrive, Tarleton and company continue up King from where they passed you before and turn left. They pull up in the road in front of the tavern, and the officers dismount. Tarleton leads them in, where they take rooms. The rest, 160 cavalry troopers and 60 infantry mounted on horses, set up camp nearby. The next day, the cavalry begins scouring the countryside. Many are sent to patrol throughout the area watching for militia, or worse, a Continental army known to be somewhere across the border in Virginia. Others forage for supplies. They also search for more boats to get the army across the river just downhill to the north, helped by Tory refugees and runaway slaves. According to a 1918 source quoting an earlier publication, it is in the cavalry camp nearby that a young woman who lives a mile away appears Monday night. The story claims she demands to see Tarleton, and he complies. The exact words are no doubt fiction, though the basic facts seem possible. "I have come to you, sir, to demand restoration of my property, which your knavish fellows stole from my father's yard," she supposedly says. She tells the tale, including the fact they have taken her favorite pony, which he then spots nearby in the firelight. "There, sir, is my horse. I shall mount him and ride peaceably home, and if you have any of the gentlemanly feeling within you of which your men are totally destitute, or if you have any regard for their safety, you will see, sir, that I am not interrupted." She then insults him for letting his men act as they did, mounts her pony, and rides off unmolested. Concerned prior to the full army's arrival that he cannot hold Halifax with so few men, Tarleton sends to Cornwallis for more troops and some cannons. Learning through an exchange of couriers that this request would not be honored, he pulls most of his force back to the skirmish and campsite visited later, south of town. A wistful local tradition claims that John Paul Jones, a Revolutionary War hero called by some the father of the U.S. Navy, got his start when he was befriended at the tavern by a prominent citizen we will meet later. Unfortunately, there is no evidence of this from the time, and Jones's specific whereabouts in the period are unknown. Please scroll down to a long crossing of a narrow river, use its walking instructions, and its audio clip.